A trio of nursing professors at the University of Arkansas conducted an exploratory study on child feeding habits, practices, and beliefs in cooperation with nearly 30 Marshallese moms. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the results will help to inform future disease interventions for U.S. Marshallese migrants.
Kelly Vowell Johnson, Allison Scott, and Mary Lou Shreve, all assistant professors of nursing at the University of Arkansas, conducted an ambitious research project to learn how Marshallese migrants living in Northwest Arkansas feed their infants and children. The research trio partnered with the Center for Pacific Islander Health at UAMS Northwest, as well as the Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese in Springdale, to organize focus groups involving 27 moms with infants less than 3 years old, as well as family caregivers who help in child rearing. Allison Scott is also a certified nurse practitioner in pediatrics, as well as a lactation consultant.
One of the primary goals of our research was to implement something or assess something that would possibly decrease childhood obesity, which is a disparity among the Marshallese.
According to the World Health Organization, nearly 43% of Marshallese adults are obese. The U.S. rate is 32%. Pre-contact indigenous Marshallese subsisted on local plants and fish. By the mid-20th century, the U.S. government was using the Pacific Archipelago as a nuclear weapons test site. Islanders living on or near Ground Zero were forcibly moved away, their food supply contaminated with fallout, forced to subsist on American commodity, white rice, canned meats, and other processed foods. Rates of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease soared. Today, islanders remain acculturated to high-carb American diets, although such foodways are slowly changing. Still, little is known about child feeding habits, Allison Scott says, which led to the focus group survey project.
So the focus groups met four times until we met saturation, where we were receiving the same type of answers.
Locating willing Marshallese moms and child caregivers among the Ozarks migrant population, which numbers around 14,000, took some coaxing, Kelly Val Johnson said.
The incentives included a $20 gift card, and also we provided a meal. This was a research grant that was applied through Sigma Theta Tau, the local chapter here at the University of Arkansas, Pi Theta. We are members of that chapter, and they support local research projects.
The Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese in Springdale helped to secure focus group participants as part of a community-based research fellowship training program.
The participatory research, by including the members of the Marshallese community, facilitated an outpouring of people that were willing to participate in the research. They're trained in how to run the focus groups and how to recruit members, but by them being a part of the community and already having trust and being experts in the culture, we felt like we had a good response.
Participants averaged 31 years of age, caregivers 50. The first round of anonymous questioning provided in Marshallese with bilingual written materials regarded islander breastfeeding practices.
We found that all of our subjects have reported breastfeeding. It was not clear as far as exclusive breastfeeding. We would love for them to exclusively breastfeed, and that's what's recommended.
The World Health Organization and the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend exclusive breastfeeding until 6 months as a health protective measure.
In a previous study that I did, also along with some researchers at UAMS, we did find that it's very customary for all women to breastfeed in the Marshall Islands. When they come to the U.S., and become acculturated, that rate goes down.
The focus groups were also asked about what foods were first introduced to babies, says Kelly Vowell Johnson.
Marshallese mothers and caregivers both reported heavy use of rice as a first food. Rice is a staple in the Marshallese diet. Mothers and caregivers both reported eating rice at least twice a day.
So rice is, of course, a carbohydrate, which our body digests and turns into sugar. So it is certainly a food that contributes to obesity rates. We definitely know, based on the research, that children who are obese don't lose that. They turn into adults that are obese.
Moms also reported introducing fruits, mainly bananas, which are rich in carbs and sugar.
Optimal foods to introduce to infants would be fruits and vegetables and those things. They're often high cost, and they require multiple trips to the grocery store also to keep fresh fruit and vegetables. So there, even with the knowledge, there are some limitations in the ability to go out and purchase these things. Even if those were what they wanted to introduce, sometimes that's just not possible.
So the foods that young infants eat are extremely important as far as their nutritional value and what they need, because they're going from what's considered a complete food, ideally breast milk, to complementary foods. And if they aren't getting the right nutrition, the iron and the vitamins and those types of things, then their nutritional intake is suboptimal.
Kelly Val Johnson says their research project was not an intervention for Marshallese moms and caregivers and babies at risk.
This was exploratory. We want to know what they're doing and why they're making those choices so that it will better inform future studies.
As far as their concern about obesity, I do think they do want to feed their children the right foods, and they're very open to suggestions about that. I think the key, and which is why we did this research, is to determine what is best for them to use. What are some foods that we have here that might be similar to their native foods, what they're used to? And the key is, of course, the nutritional value of those foods.
Their article, titled Marshallese Beliefs, Perceptions, and Practices Related to Child Feeding Among Marshallese in the United States, Implications for Childhood Obesity, is published in the Journal of Nutrition and Metabolic Insights. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can find a link to this story and many others you hear on our program at a very easy-to-remember web address, ozarksatlarge.com.